USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's been 12 days of street protests after the death of George Floyd in police custody. There are now major signs of change in police procedures around the country. Minneapolis is now banning police chokeholds or any pressure on the neck. California is also following suit.
Now, we can argue that these are used as exceptions, but at the end of the day, a carotid hold that literally is designed to stop people's blood from flowing into their brain, that has no place any longer in 21st century practices in policing.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, Seattle's mayor, is banning tear gas for 30 days. A federal judge told police in Denver they couldn't use tear gas, plastic bullets, or other less than lethal force, such as flash grenades, against protesters there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Some Buffalo police officers are resigning over the treatment of one of their own. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Nearly five dozen Buffalo police officers resigned from the unit after two colleagues were suspended after a video surfaced appearing to show them shoving and seriously injuring a 75-year-old protester. Members of the Buffalo Police Department's emergency response team quit the task force after the fallout from the incident, which was caught on tape. A spokesman for Buffalo's mayor confirmed the mass resignation, but insisted the city streets would be protected.
In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser ordered the words Black Lives Matter painted on the street in large yellow letters. The mayor has also called for the removal of out-of-state National Guardsmen. That's drawing sharp criticism from President Trump, who tweeted, Mayor Bowser is grossly incompetent and in no way qualified to be running an important city like Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates the market is beginning to bounce back. USA's John Clemens reports.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with the report beating expectations. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate declined to 13.3%.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, and the unemployment rate declined to 13.3%. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In May, employment rose sharply in leisure and hospitality, construction, education and health services, and retail trade. By contrast, employment in government continued to decline sharply.
I'm John Clemens.
Facebook has removed nearly 200 social media accounts linked to white supremacy groups that plan to encourage members to attend protests over police killings of black people. The accounts on Facebook and Instagram were tied to the Proud Boys and the American Guard, two hate groups that are already banned on the platforms. Earlier this week, Facebook announced the removal of a handful of other accounts created by white supremacists who'd been posting on Twitter as members of Antifa. They also took out some fake accounts that were trying to manipulate the public in Africa and Iraq. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.